Hi.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for holding the line. This is Alex from eBay Customer Service. How can I help you today?
I just got a call from them. Talking about eBay, my purchase. I have not made a purchase.
Okay, upon checking, I can see that there is a purchase of a Google Play gift card from your eBay account of $299.
You I have not got it. I have two.
You did not authorize this transaction?
No, I haven't got an eBay account.
Oh, my God. Let me locate the IP, and the IP is showing me U.S. California. I do believe you live in Australia.
Yes, I live in Australia.
And the IP I am just recovering right now for the placing of order, and it is showing me U.S. California. Then, ma'am, definitely it's a fraudulent charge. What is happening? Some people are misusing your information. So I do believe you want to cancel this purchase and as well as secure your details right now.
Yeah, I never own anything on eBay. I don't do
those. Okay, I understand. I totally understand. I will block those hackers and as well as delete your eBay account permanently. But for that, there is a cancellation ID is being needed, first of all. So what kind of device...
Hold on. I have not got an eBay account. And you cannot charge me for it.
Ma'am, you didn't get me what I'm telling you exactly. I'm telling you some overseas people have got your information through your device and they have created an eBay account on your behalf and they have placed this order. It's a fraudulent order right now.
Yes.
For that, I'm trying to help you out for canceling it right now. So what kind of device are you using? Are you using a computer, laptop or a cell phone?
Cell phone.
What kind of phone is that? Is that an Android or it's an iPhone?
Android.
Put me on speaker on that phone.
What?
Now, on your Android phone, there is an application which says Play Store. Could you please open it up, Play Store?
Which one? Play Store?
Yes.
Whereabouts is that?
Sorry?
I don't know nothing about my phone, okay? I'm just...
Okay, I understand. Oh, yeah, I understand. Okay.
I'm an old lady and I don't know nothing.
Okay.
First be calm.
I will help you out step by step. Okay? What can you see on your cell phone screen? Tell me exactly.
I can't hear you properly.
What can you see on your cell phone screen? What can you see?
I just got nothing, really.
What exactly you can see? Did you put me on speaker?
Yes, I got you on speaker.
Now, after putting me on speaker, what can you see?
Just my keypad.
Can you go back to your home screen? Try to go back to your home screen. Where you can see all your apps. All your apps.
Yep, I'm on there.
Now, on that app, there is an app which says Play Store. Can you slowly check for it? Play Store.
Play Store.
Yes.
My app. Oh, that's notification. Okay.
Look it slowly. Do not have to hurry up. Look it slowly. Do it slowly. You don't have to hurry up. I'm on the line with you right now.
Just hold on. App. How do I get in there?
Okay, what are the apps do you see? Can you read it back to me? One of the apps you are seeing right now?
I can't get into my app at the moment. I'm trying to.
What can you see on your cell phone screen? Can you tell me?
I'm just seeing the Bluetooth speaker, the keypad, that's it. Now, how do I get into that?
Okay. At the very bottom, there will be a circle, small circle icon. Do you have that small circle icon? Do you see that small circle?
Yeah.
Middle bottom. Click on that.
Yeah.
Now, do you see all your apps?
All my apps. Okay, now. Play, now, what?
Play Store.
Play Store. Play Store, yeah.
Now, after opening up the Play Store, at the very top, what do you see?
I opened it up. Now, what?
At the very top, what do you see? At the very top.
I can't understand you properly.
At the very top, what do you see after opening it up?
Disappeared again. Yeah,
Facebook.
I opened it up, and all I see is games.
Yeah, at the very top, do you see search for apps and games? Search
yeah.
for, touch on that?
Yeah.
Now type over there, A as in apple, the letter A.
Type.
Letter A as in apple. Type the letter
A. No, that's not right. Okay, I.
Then N for November, N.
N.
Then Y as in yellow, Y.
Y.
Then D as in David, D.
Why is this?
D as in David.
D.
Yeah, D as in dog. D as in dog.
Yeah. Hold on. I can't. My fingers are no good. Yeah. Well.
Now what? Now do you see any option comes up which says any desk?
Any
desk.
Any desk remote laptop.
Click on that. Touch on that.
Yep.
Now, do you see any option which says on the any desk install a green color?
Yeah.
Click on that. Now, through this, you will be getting the cancellation ID from the server right now. So, when you see the open option, just do let me know. Now, do you see open?
No, it's installing.
Okay, take your time. Do not do anything while the...
Now it says open. Now it says open.
Open. Click on open.
Oh, gosh. What is that going to do?
Sorry?
What is that going to do?
This will help you to generate the cancellation ID for canceling this fraudulent charge right now. You will get to see an ID number is generated. A number is being generated right now. Now, what do you see right now?
Are you sure?
Yes, madam.
Because open means to install it, doesn't it?
Sorry?
Doesn't open mean to install it?
I didn't get you. Come again.
But if I push the green button, wouldn't that say install?
Yes, you have done that. Now you can see open. That's correct?
Yes.
Click on that open.
Oh, okay. If I'm getting into trouble, you're in trouble.
No, 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 you will not get in trouble, madam. I will help you to cancel this purchase. Yeah, you need to click on OK or confirm or agree. Click on OK or confirm.
Or cancel.
Go OK, click on OK.
Okay.
Yes, now what do you see?
I've seen there are all these conditions, and it says cancel or agree.
Click on agree.
But it says what I have
to... Sorry?
Why should I do that?
Right now I am trying to help you out for cancelling this purchase, madam. If you don't...
It says cancel.
No.
The agree doesn't come up, it's only cancel.
Do you see the agree? Do you see agree?
I see agree, but there's no, it doesn't come up. It's just, my friend, the only one that comes up is cancel.
Do you see a small checkbox over there? You need to click on the checkbox and then click on agree. There will be a checkbox. Just above cancel, there is a checkbox. Click on checkbox and then click on agree.
Yeah.
Now, did you hit on agree?
Yes.
Now, what do you see?
Privacy statement. We are at any desk up there about to report.
Okay. Okay. Do you see okay or agree? Click on that.
Agree.
Yes, click on that.
Which one? Okay.
Yes.
Controlling this device remotely. Plug in is required.
Click on cancel. Click on cancel this one.
Okay.
Now what do you see?
You can about abort the territory by touching the area outside the blue circle.
Now listen to me. Listen to me carefully. You will get a blinking areas coming again and again. You need to touch on the blinking areas again and again. Until and unless you see a number, click on the blinking areas.
Is that the red one? That's blinking.
Yes, blink. Touch on the blinking area. Touch it. One by one, touch it. It will change every time, so touch on the different areas.
Touch on the other one?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, what do you see right now?
It says there's a number 7 9 5 3 3 8 4 6. You can use it.
Tell me slowly first the number.
Beg your pardon?
Confirm me the number once again.
Oh, where is
it? Tell me the number. That number you can see right now.
795.
Uh huh.
3 3 8 4 6 6.
Do you have any piece of a paper right now? And a pen?
Yes.
Note down that number first of all. Note it down on the piece of paper.
Write it down. Let me see. 7 9 5 3 3 8 4 6 6. Yeah.
Okay. Now, just below that number, do you see any option which says set password? Just below that number.
Copy to establish a session to.
Again, touch the blinking. It is still blinking.
Yes.
It is still blinking. Click on the blinking areas.
Yep, one down the bottom. The area.
Now it is still blinking?
No.
Now just below the number, just below that number, do you see set password?
Yep.
Click on that. A password has been generated. You need to put the password. Now, after giving the click on the set password, you need to little bit scroll down, and you will see an option which says permission profiles.
Remote address.
Did you touch on set password? Did you click on set password?
Yes.
Now, what do you see after clicking on that?
Always show incoming session request.
Yes. Now, little bit scroll down. Go down little bit. You will see an option called permission profile. What is the word?
Permission profile.
Just go down. Permission profiles. Permission profiles. Go down. You will see an option called permission profiles.
Now, after giving the press on that,
do you see the third option which says full access over there?
The card access.
What do you see right now? What do you see? Tell me.
I see permission profile, default screen sharing, full access, unattended access, closed.
Give a click on the third one.
Full access. Okay.
Now, there will be a third option once again, which says enable unattended access over there. Enable unattended access. There will be a small checkbox, blank checkbox. Do you see that?
A blank checkbox.
Enable unattended. Do you see that?
There's only one to the option.
No. Read me the first option. Do you see right now?
Enable unattended access.
Correct. Click on the checkbox.
Okay.
Now it will be asking for a password. That's correct.
Yeah. This password is too weak.
Yeah. Make it empty. I'm telling you the password from the server. Make it empty first.
There's nothing there.
Type over there E as in Edward, the letter E, all in lowercase, no uppercase. All will be in lowercase.
Okay.
E as in Edward, E. Did you type E?
I can't get there. Yeah, where are we?
Type the letter E, E as in Edward.
Gee whiz.
Are you typing?
I think I'm backing it up.
What can you see exactly? Tell me.
Nothing. I just see what casino games and shit.
What can you see? Tell me.
I only could see games and stuff on there.
Okay. Go to your apps and there is an app which says AnyDex in your phone. Like the Play Store app, there is an AnyDex app in your phone. Can you find it out? Like the Play, where you have find it out, the Play Store, there will be an app like...
Oh. I can't find anything.
Do you see? What exactly you can see? Tell me one thing. You are not telling me. How can I help you out? Tell me exactly what you can see right now.
I've got the search for at the front and the games underneath.
Okay. Give a click. Go at from the bottom. There is a middle button. Like you go to your home screen. Try to go back to your home screen.
Pardon?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, do you see all your apps? Do you see all your apps?
Yep.
Now, on that app, there is an app which says AnyDex, a red color icon. There will be a red color icon.
Mm.
Do you see AnyDex? Just find it out.
What's it say? Oh, AnyDex.
Yes. Open it up.
That's
Now, what do you see?
This password.
Yeah. Now, you need to type over there. The letter E, E as in Edward, E.
E. So, how do I do that?
There is a red panel. There is a red panel. Touch on the red line. Do you see a red line?
I'm looking. Yes.
Close. Yeah. Now, type over there. Type over there the letter E, E as in Edward.
Oh, look, how am I going to type into them when I haven't got the last name up?
It is asking for a password or not?
It said set password. Okay.
Yeah, and below the set password, what do you see?
This password is 2 weeks. Cancel or, yes, cancel. But
No. Do you see
I see the red line. The red line. And I've got to you asking me to put in a password.
Yes, so type over there from the beginning E as in Edward E.
Oh my God.
What happened now?
Oh, because my fingers don't work properly. Now How do I get the ABC, what's that?
You need to touch on the red line. You need to touch on the red line first.
Yeah, I did.
Now, see the keypad is open?
No.
Do you see cancel?
Yeah.
Click on cancel. Now what do you see?
Permission profile.
Below that.
Full access.
Below that.
Others ask, other user not allowed or not. Yeah.
Below that.
Below. Permission or unable unattended access.
Give a click on enable unattended access. The checkbox is checked or it is unchecked right now?
It says set password and now I've got it. Now what have I got to do?
Type the password. I'm telling you the password. Type the letter E. E as in Edward.
Right there. I've got to make sure because my fingers don't work properly. Yeah.
Okay. Then B as in boy. B.
Beg your pardon?
B as in boy. The letter B. B for dog.
E. E is T.
No, not P. Not P. It's B. B as in Betty.
Oh, D.
Yes.
D.
Then A as in apple, A.
Again?
No,
that's wrong.
It will be...
Didn't you say A, D?
No.
Oh. I said D?
Just hold for a moment. Make it empty. Make it empty first. I'm telling you...
It's empty. It's empty. So what...
The first letter will be E. E as in Edward.
E.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then B as in Betty. B.
E what?
B as in boy. B as in Bravo.
B.
Yes. Then A as in apple. The letter A.
A.
Y as in yellow. Y.
Y.
Number one.
Number one.
Number three.
Number three.
Number five.
Number, oh, hold on. Okay. Number five.
Number two.
Number two.
Now click on OK. Do you see OK?
Okay.
Did you hit on OK? Wait
a minute. Oh, okay. Which one's that?
Just below there's an option which says OK. Click on OK. Do you see
I don't know. Oh, that. Yeah, I got it. I did it.
Now just hold for a moment. You will receive a security warning from the secure server of eBay. If you see that, just do let me know. You will see an option called Start Now. You need to click on Start Now. Click on Start Now.
Yeah.
Now, on the left top corner, do you see an arrow pointing backwards at the left-hand side top corner?
An arrow pointing
backwards, yes. At the left backwards. Top corner. At the very left-hand top corner. Very top, very top.
Yeah.
Click on the arrow. Now, you can see right now on your screen that the eBay secure server is connected for canceling this purchase right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, just hold for a moment the server. Right now, I will show you who are the persons misusing your information and doing this kinds of stuff and placing this kinds of order right now from California. Let me show you that who are the persons. Can you go back to your home screen?
Yep. Yep.
Now open up a Google Chrome.
Google. Google.
Go down.
Oh, yeah, got it now. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you open it? Now, do you see a search bar on the Google?
Beg your pardon?
Now, type on the Google. Type my, M-Y, my.
M.
Y.
Y.
Give a space. Give a space.
A space.
Yes.
What's the space?
Now, do not do anything. Do not. Do you see number one? Type number one.
Number one.
Then P. The P as in Peter. P.
P.
Now, do you see the third option came up which says my 1P address location, California?
Yeah.
Click on that. Touch on that. My 1P address location.
Say that again.
Give a click on search. Touch on search. Click on search. Yes. Now type over there my.
My.
My. M-Y, my.
M.
Y is in yellow, Y. Then number one.
Wait, M. Y.
Y. Then number one.
I'm mucking it up because my fingers don't work properly.
No, type correctly. It's correctly. Just type correctly. Do not worry. Type.
What?
Type M, the letter M.
M.
Then Y.
Why?
Now do not do anything. Now type number one. Simply type number one.
One.
Then P. P as in Peter. P.
K.
Now, do you see the my 1P address location, California? Click on that. Touch on that. Now, you can see over there. Now, let's see that properly right now. You can see IP address, and let me confirm you the IP address now. The IP address right now, it's showing you 66.249.66.8. That's correct? Do you
66,
see that right?
66.249, is that one?
Yes, yes, the 66.249.66.8. Do you see that?
Yep.
And the address is showing you Mount View, California, US. That's correct?
Yeah.
I told you at the beginning that those persons are misusing your information and they are using it from California, US. That is the reason your details are being shared by those persons. So we will help you to secure your information and put the security so that the details cannot be hacked by those overseas illegal hackers. Did you get me?
Yeah.
Okay. Now go back to your home screen.
Yeah.
Now open up your email. Open up your email. Check your email.
I am. There's nothing there.
Okay. Now, are you checking the email? You need to check your email, the Gmail. The Gmail.
I am checking my Gmail.
And you need to just check it that today.
Direct debit reminder form. That's my car. Nothing there.
Just hold for a moment. You need to check your Gmail that did you receive any suspicious mail today? Anything like from eBay, any purchase has been made, any suspicious mail, any purchase are going through that or not? Just check it from your back, from your end.
Nothing here.
Nothing?
No.
Okay. Now, what you need to do simply, no need to worry, we will help you to put the security. And let me correct your email address. At the very last on the email address, it's 45@gmail.com. That's correct?
That's correct.
Okay. No need to worry. We will put the security on the Gmail because this email is being used for those persons right now. Now, what you need to do, madam, you need to simply log into your account and check your statement right now. Check your statement from your end right now.
Messages.
No messages. Check your statement, your bank statement, today's statement right now.
My bank?
Yes.
I got no money in my bank.
You need to check the statement that did you receive, do you see any suspicious?
I am trying to check it.
Okay. Check it.
Yeah. There's nothing there.
Nothing there. Okay. Apart from the, if you have any other bank, check that bank as well.
Beg your pardon?
Apart from the bank, how many banks you are having right now? You have more than one bank. That's correct.
Do I? No, I don't.
Okay, you need to check all your bank accounts. Just check all your bank accounts from your end.
Okay.
All your, yes.
That one's all right.
Okay.
Just hold on.
Yeah, take your time.
Right there. My bank account's okay. There's nothing there.
Okay, just hold for a moment. Just hold for a moment. Let me check with my security officers that what kind of security we are gonna put. And I do believe, do you use any zip application? You use any zip application?
Do I?
Zip. Do you do zip?
Zip account.
Yes, you have a zip account, that's correct?
I do, yes.
Yeah. So what we have got, they have tried to steal the money from your zip account. So we are going to help you out to put the security on your Up Bank, and on your Heritage Bank, and on your zip account, and on your Gmail account as well. Okay? So we will put the security that those persons will not be able to do any kind of this stuff further, and we will put them behind the bars. Okay?
I beg your pardon?
Just hold for a moment. Let me check with them. Just be online with me. Just hold. Okay?
Hold.
Yeah. Now, can you hear me, ma'am?
Yes.
Now, what we have done, madam, right now we are going to put the security, first of all, on your zip account. Right now, what they have tried to do, listen to me carefully right now. They have tried to purchase a gift card from your zip account as well. So what we are going to do, we are going to try to cancel this purchase right now and as well as block those persons. So can you open up your zip account?
Someone has tried to do my zip account. How do you know?
Because we have the information right now from the server, madam.
Okay.
That's the reason. Yes, open up your zip account first. Open up your zip account.
Have I got to do this now? I have to go to the hospital a minute.
It will not take as much time. It will take just 10 to 5 minutes. Then we will put the security. So do not worry about that. Open up your zip account.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Now, just hold for a moment. Let me check that. Okay. Now, over there, do you see anything which says zip money, anything like that, the second option, zip money?
No.
Do you see that?
Make an extra part, no.
Duty apply for up to 5K, anything like that?
What? What?
Just hold for a moment. Now, what can you see right now on that screen, on the screen?
Oh. Just how much have I got in zip pay, that's all.
Yeah. And just below that, do you see zip money, anything like that?
Apply for go active. But
okay. Okay, now just hold for a moment. Now what we are going to do, we are going to simply block those overseas illegal hackers from there. We are creating a trap for them that they are trying to purchase a gift card from your end. So do you see at the bottom which says shop? Click on that option which says shop.
Shop.
Yes, click on that. Do you see shop?
But then the problem. Oh, yeah, then the problem.
Yes, yeah. Click on the shop.
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you see at the first option which says Woolworths?
Woolworths, yeah.
Yes, click on that.
Yeah.
Just hold for a moment. Just hold for a moment. Now, do you remember your zip account email address and the password? You need to put your zip account email address and the password.
But I don't do all that stuff. My granddaughter does all that for me.
Okay, not a problem. I will help you out surely in this. You don't remember that? Your zip email ID and the password? Okay, no. Okay, just hold for a moment. Let me check that for you. Just hold for a moment. Let me check that for you. Because right now they have tried to purchase any suspicious activity right now from the server. That is the reason. Let the server help you out what type of cards they have tried to purchase. Can you put your email address over there?
Oh. So, when my granddaughter checked this up, I put different ones today. I don't know.
Your email address, you don't remember your email address?
The one I got now.
Your Gmail address. You don't remember your email address?
No, because my granddaughter's got all that.
Okay, not a problem. I will help you out. I have the email address of yours. Do not worry. You just confirm me, is that correct or not?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
That's the one she's got, probably.
Now, right now, reset link has been sent to you to your Gmail address. Just hold for a moment.
That's your zip password.
Yes, click on that. Now, click here to proceed. Do you see blue color? Click here to proceed.
Yes. I did. Yes.
Now you do not have to do anything. The server gonna help you out of providing you the temporary password right now. It will be a secured password that will help you out. Okay. And do you have the pen and the paper right now with you?
Yes.
Note down some of my details as well. It will be Alex.
Hi.
My name is Alex.
Alex.
William.
William.
Now, note down my employee ID. It's Alex. 801.
Actually, 801. Can I do my own password?
No, it is the secure part. It will be a temporary password that will help you out right now. It will be a temporary password. You, from the next time you can change it. Right now it is for the securing your account, so it is a temporary password. Now you can, now you need to type the password from your end. Type it from your end. Type the letter A in the capital. Type the letter A in the capital.
Look, you have to call me back later because my phone goes flat and I got a doctor's appointment.
Okay, okay, not a problem. Leave your, just hold for a moment. It will take more than, not more than 5 minutes, not more than 10 minutes. Just hold for a moment. Just be online with me. I will help you out. Just be online with me. Leave your phone as it is. Leave your phone as it is. The server gonna help you out. Leave your phone as it is. The secure server gonna help you out. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what happened? Leave your phone as it is. The server gonna help you out for securing your details right now. You need to leave your phone. Leave your phone as it is.
Oh, just hold on, okay?
Sorry?
Oh, I'm